You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. It's Monday, May 19th, and we're asking you this today. Are you living with some serious contradictions in your life? They may be small ones. They may be big ones. We want to hear from you at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can send us an email to mytake@thetakeaway.org. Here with us today is Pervez Sharma, who has taken on a taboo subject in Islam.
Talk about contradictions.
Homosexuality. His documentary, shot in 12 countries in the Muslim world, was so controversial. In many instances, he had to shoot in secret. The film is truly an extraordinary look into the lives of gay and lesbian Muslims, exploring the complexity of those who identify closely with the religion that is not always tolerant and sometimes persecute those people. Pervez, you say as a practicing Muslim, you felt compelled to come out of the closet, and your film, A Jihad for Love, which you know has touched off very strong reactions. It took you 6 years to make it. Can you tell us about the people in your film?
I think the people in the film are very remarkable individuals, and they are really at the heart of the battle that is happening right now across the world, which is a battle for the soul of Islam. These are people like myself who are coming out as Muslims and saying that they have a right to be as Muslim as anybody else.
And there's such a strong feeling, and you show this in your film, that for those who do that, that they deserve to die. Let's take a quick listen to a bit of your film.
Homosexuality is a crime and is punishable in Islam by death.
I guess what was never taught to us when we were growing up is that Allah is also the Allah of love. We always had to fear God. We never were taught about the love of God.
Do you commit and bring that obscene and lewd action where a male fulfills his desire with a male?
There was a lot of honesty in that film, both from the side of religious leaders in Islam, but also from gay and lesbians that you met all over the world. Can you tell us about some of those people and the kinds of struggles that they face, many of them just avoiding death by just such a small margin?
Right. It's a very complex picture in the film. I mean, in the film, you have the gentleman who was just speaking right now, who's a very respected imam in South Africa, in confrontation with an openly gay imam, Mohsin Hendricks, who is really coming out in the film. He's a father of three children. He lived his life with immense contradiction. He went to Pakistan, studied Islamic law, got married to a woman, had three children, got divorced, and was exiled from his community. There are other people in the film who have lived with that contradiction in very intense ways. Now, in some cases, the contradiction is intensely personal. And I think this is a contradiction that is not just unique to Islam. A lot of practicing Christians, especially in this country right now, you know, with gay marriage being such an issue, have felt that.
I mean, we should point out that religions, all religions, have struggled with these moral issues. What is unique about Islam's approach to this struggle and the way it's played out in your film? And one of the great things about this film is you had amazing access to people who really let you into a private world that is not often seen.
I did have amazing access, and I think one of the reasons for that was that this was a very Muslim lens, and I was approaching this as a Muslim filmmaker, as a gay Muslim filmmaker, if you will. So I built very strong personal relationships with each one of these individuals, and you see that in the film. That's the honesty that you talk about. But what was really important was that I was trying very, very hard in this time of intense Islamophobia to also present a responsible debate, if you will, because it's very easy right now to criticize Islam. And I did not, as a Muslim filmmaker, want to get into that. What I wanted to show was that these people continue to be religious practicing Muslims in spite of the condemnation that they face.
I want to get to that criticism in a second, but first let's talk about the young men that you followed in Egypt who actually went to jail, who were lashed viciously, and who were desperately seeking asylum.
Well, we're talking about the Iranian men. I filmed them as they were leaving Iran and ended up in Turkey, and they were desperately seeking asylum in Canada. all four of them made it to Canada. Of course, post September 11th, it's a very difficult freedom that you have as a Muslim refugee, especially if your first name is Muhammad, doesn't really help.
But they left because they feared for their lives.
They did. And, you know, it's really interesting. I mean, last year when President Ahmadinejad made those comments at Columbia University.
There's no such thing as homosexuals, right?
He said. Right, but he was misquoted because he said there's no such thing as homosexuals like you have in the West.
I see, I see.
And if he actually said that, which is what I believe he did, he was right because Iran is a completely different picture and you certainly don't have gay neighborhoods in Iran or gay bars or the cultures that we're used to in the West. But there's also Mazen in the film, the Egyptian refugee.
I got the two of them confused.
And Mazen spent an entire year in an Egyptian prison. Hosni Mubarak's government in 2001 actually carried out a pogrom against gay men. A lot of political observers in Egypt at that time saw it as an effort to appease the Muslim Brotherhood. Because you have to remember, this is a government that is traditionally un-Islamic, and they wanted to take up an issue of morality and say that they were protecting public morality. So they picked on the issue of homosexuality, as a result of which this man, in his early 20s, spent a year in prison being tortured and raped. And you see
are actually pictures of that. Can we just take a quick listen to another bit of your film and then a quick question of the criticism you've gotten?
I wish there was a verse in the Quran that said, please do not discriminate against homosexuality.
The only difference among the jurists is how the person should be killed. That's the only difference.
It's a dilemma. They don't know how to deal with it.
Pervez Sharma, a dilemma. Very, very quickly, because we're just about out of time, but you've certainly been criticized on many levels, but particularly about what you've mentioned is this ongoing dialogue about what Islam is, that you are somehow making everything worse as there's so much attention being paid to terrorism linked to Islam.
Very simply, I mean, this film is at the forefront of that battle which is going on for the soul of Islam right now. There are progressive Muslims out there, people we are not hearing from in the mainstream media. There are people who are actually taking up difficult discussions that we need to have as Muslims.
Pervez Sharma, he is the director of A Jihad for Love. It premieres in the United States this week. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right now, a few more headlines from Femi Oke. Femi?
Hello there, Adora. Let's take a look at some sports.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.